Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If you only report the headline number of a news release without investigating the underlying data that may contradict it, would that be considered fake news? It is important that news reports on employment are accurate because businesses adjust their future plans on the basis of such data. Last Friday, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics issued its latest monthly jobs and unemployment report. The headline number was an increase of 467,000 jobs, which is supposedly good news. This headline contradicted the ADP news release 2 days earlier that, as usual, the number of jobs in the private sector had declined from the month before as a lot of seasonal employees lost their jobs. So, what really did happen in the jobs market in January? One thing to keep in mind is that the headline number is seasonally adjusted rather than the actual count of jobs. Further, the BLS counts jobs in two different ways. It surveys the number of jobs reported by employers, and it also surveys households for number of job-holding workers. Further, the BLS constantly refines past news releases as new data is received. So, for instance, the headline figure in January, plus the upward revisions for November and December, showed an increase in 1.176 million jobs over what was reported the previous month. That roughly matches the results of the household survey, which showed 1.19 million more jobs working in January than the month before. However, the household survey data also showed that the number of people unemployed or not in the workforce only declined from December to January by 132,000. Then you have the actual unadjusted count of jobs held in December and January. The BLS page for the birth-death model reports that the actual count of job holders last month was 2.824 million fewer than the month before. So, between the actual numbers and the manipulated seasonally adjusted data, there is a discrepancy of about 4 million job holders in America. Which figures are right? And why aren't the regular media themselves reporting this huge discrepancy and asking the BLS for an explanation? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.